Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Samach Dalet, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis Amar Reb Asi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Fega Rachel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Baruch Ben Rachel, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Chaya Sarah Bas Yenta, Leah Gittel Bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindl Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and the Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Pirya Verivya. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rabasi. Rabasi said, Ein ben David ba, Mashiach's not going to come, ad sheyichlu kol ha-neshamoy shebegof. Until all the neshamoys that are in the storage house in Shemayim called Gof are consumed from Gof. Meaning, every time a child is born, he has a neshama. The neshama comes from Shemayim. It comes, more specifically, from a place called Guf. So, as long as there are still neshamos inside the Oitzer known as Guf, Ben David is not going to be ready to come. Once it will be Yichlu Kol HaNeshamos Sheb'Guf, that's when Mashiach is going to be able to come. Shenemar, how do you know that? He learned it from the following pasuk. It says, Ki Loi La'olam Ariv, V'loi La'netzach Ektoiv, Ki Ruach Milafana Yatoiv, U'Neshamos Ani Osisi. So, this is a pasuk that talks about the end of days, and implied in this pasuk is that there are neshamos that need to be brought onto this world in order for Mashiach to come. This Rav Asi we already had earlier in the sugyas, and over there the Gemara mentioned it with a nafkamina lahalacha, and that is Rav Asi holds that if somebody would have children and then one of the children, Rachmana Litzlan, would die, he would still fulfill his mitzvah of Pru'urvu. And the reason is because Rav Asi holds the whole tachlis of the mitzvah of Pru'urvu is this chazal. It's because Ein Ben David Ba Ad Sheyichlu Kol HaNeshama Shebegof. So a person needs to have children so that he can be Makar of the Gula. Now, if someone has a child and then the child dies, at the end of the day, that neshama left Guf. It doesn't return to Guf when it goes back up to Shemayim. As a result, this person would have fulfilled his tachlis of the mitzvah puravu, and it's for that reason he no longer has an obligation to have children. What's the other opinion? Meaning, what do the chalkin on Rav Asi hold? They hold that even if there's an idea of Ein Ben David Ba'at Sheyichlu Kol HaNeshama Shebegof, but that's not the purpose. That's not the reason there's a mitzvah puravu. The reason there's a mitzvah puravu is like Yeshaya Navi said, it's loisayu v'ra l'sheves yitzara. It's because Hashem wants us to populate the world that He created. As a result, if a person would have a child and the child would die, he would actually not fulfill his mitzvah, meaning he would have an obligation now to go be mekayim the mitzvah again. Either way, it's a dvar agada Ein Ben David Ba'at Sheyichlu Kol HaNeshama Shebegof. However, there's a major nafkemina lahalacha. Zok the Gemara Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Kol mi she'eino oisek peri v'rivyo." Any person that's not oisek in the mitzvah peri v'rivyo ki ilu shoyfech damim. It's as if he was shoyfech damim. It's as if he committed the sin of shvichas damim. Shenemar. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says shoyfech dam ha'adam ba'adam dam. And the next pasuk says, "Va'atem pruvu." So the Torah juxtapose shoyfech dam ha'adam ba'adam dami yishafech shvichas dami with the mitzvah pruvu. With Rabbi Eliezer was doirish smuchim, and Rabbi Eliezer said that any person that's not oisik in the mitzvah peri v'rivyo, it's as if he was shoyfech dami. Rabbi Yaakov says, "Kilu mamay tadmos." A person that is not oisik in peri v'rivyo, it's as if he's memayit the dmos, whatever exactly that means. But on some level, he's diminishing the tzelem elikim. How do you know that? Shenema, because the pasuk says, "Ki betzelem elikim asa sa'adam uksiv basrei," and it says again immediately afterwards, "Va'atem puravu." So the same pasuk says, "Shoyfich dam ba'adam ba'adam dami yishafich," and then it says, "Ki betzelem elikim asa sa'adam." The next pasuk is the mitzvah puravu. So Rabbi Eliezer darshin smuchin from the beginning of that pasuk to puravu. If someone's not making the mitzvah puravu, it's as if he was shoyfich dam ba'adam ba'adam dami yishafich. Rabbi of Darshan Smuchim with the end of the Pasuk. If someone's not Oisik in Periyah Verivya, he violated on some level Ki Betzelem Elikim Asa Sa'adam, which in Rabbi Yaakov Sprach is Ki Ilu Mimai Tadmus. Ben Azai is a third opinion. He said that a person that's not Oisik in Periyah Verivya, it's Ki Ilu Shoyfech Damim umemayit hadmos. It's as if he did both. Why? Because at the end of the day, the pasuk says both. It says shayfich dam adam ba adam dam yishafich. It says ki betzelam alikim asas adam, and then immediately after, which never v'atem puravu, it says the mitzvah puravu. So the smichus is not only on the reish of the pasuk. It's not only on the seif of the pasuk, but it's on the reish and the seif of the pasuk. It's on the entire pasuk. So the gemara says that after Ben Azai said this drasha, amru loy the Ben Azai. They told Ben Azai and. Coming now is one of the most famous lines in Shas. They told him, Yesh na doirish v'na mekayim. You know, we've met people that give good drashas, and they're also mekayim, the drashas that they give. Na mekayim v'ein. No doirish. There are people that are not such good bali darshanim, but they keep mitzvahs. Abavati, you know what you are? You're a special class. You're a na doirish v'ein na mekayim. You give beautiful drashas, but you don't keep your drashas that you give. You're the one that holds that if someone's on oisik v'peri v'rivyo, it's ki'ilu shoyfech domim, and it's ki'ilu memayi tadmus. Ben Azai wasn't married. So they told Ben Azai, you're not a Dairish or Mekayim. In fact, you're a not Dairish. Gitzashen drasha, abi you ain't a Mekayim. You're not Mekayim, the drasha that you gave. I'm like, Ben Azai told him, I hear. You're right. You bring up a wonderful point. Aver uma esa. What could I do? Shenafshi chashki b'tayra. I have such a geshmak in learning. I have such a cheshek to learn Torah. I pasha can't be oisik in the midst of peri v'rivya. And then he added, he said, efshal oivam sheyiskayim al day acher. And he said, to be honest, the world will go on with or without me. Meaning, at the end of the day, Ruba the Ruba of people in the world are being Mekai in the Mitzvah Puravu. So no, just because I'm not being Mekai in the Mitzvah Puravu, that means the world is not going to have a Kiyam. Loisoyu v'ra, l'shevetz yitzara, will be in the sky and with or without me. Ma esa shenavshi chashke b'tayro. And then as I said, and I, even though I understand that if someone is not oisip p'peri v'rivi, it's kilu shayfich domim, it's ki'ilu m'mayi tadmos, but at the same time, ma esa, what could I do shenavshi chashke b'tayro? Tang idach a similar b'raiser. Blazer said, kol mish ein oisip p'peri v'rivi. Someone that's not oisip p'peri v'rivi, kilu shayfich dom shenemar shoyfich dam adam v'samach levatim prove v'goyim. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah yomer, not Rabbi Yaakov, but Rabbi Loza ben Azariah said it's ki'ilu ma'at admos ben Azna yomer v'chulu. What's the v'chulu ben Az? I said someone that's anoyse v'peri v'rivya, it's ki'ilu shoyfich damim and it's ki'ilu ma'at admos. Omer loy ben Azai, they told him yesh na doyresh v'chulu. Right, you're a na doyresh, but you're not a na mekayim. And included in the v'chulu is Ben Azai's answer. Ben Azai told him maskin ma esa shenavshi choshke b'toyra efshelo. And we will very much return to this Gemara in the raid. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. The pasuk says, Uvenucha Yoimar, when the Orem would rest, Shuva Hashem, River Vais Alfe Yisra, says the Gemara. Malamid, we learn from this pasuk, She'in Ashkina Shoira, Al Pachois Mishnei Alofim, Vishte River Vais Me Yisra, that the Shekhin is not Shoira unless then 22,000 people. Shnei River Vais. Riboy is 10,000, so Shnei River Voice is 10,000 times 2, that's easy math, that's 20,000, and Alofin, Shnei Alofin, is 2,000. So the Shechin is not Shaira, unless then 22,000 people. What was the point? Says the Gemara, Shahu Yisrael, Shnei Alofin, Shnei River Voice, Chaser Echad. Imagine you would have 22,000 people minus one, meaning you're one short of 22,000. And you have a person who wasn't always a prepared for Rivia. It's going to come out that this person may be the cause for the fact that there's no Shechino, because had he been Isaac prepared for Rivia, you'd have one more person, and you would have that missing person, that sancta, right? That 22,000th person that we need in order for there to be Ashoyis Ashechino. So the Gemara is bringing this Braisa as another inyan that you see for someone that's not Isaac prepared for Rivia. Kilu Shaytech Dom. And it could be this person is goyrim l'shchina shet testalik miyisrael. Abachanan oimar. Abachanan said mishum Rabbi Eliezer, the name Rabbi Eliezer, chayiv misa. Someone that's not always prepared for Rivia is chayiv misa. Shenemar, it says ubanim lo yhoyu lehem. It's referring to Nadav and Avihu. So misa's Nadav and Avihu. We know so much about that. And it says in the pasuk ubanim lo yhoyu lehem, they had no children. And Rabbi Eliezer darshin hoyu lehem banim, had they had children lo yimesu, they wouldn't have died. In other words, the reason they died is because they weren't oisik prepared for Rivia. So if Nadav and Avihu died because they weren't oisik prepared for Rivia, Zoysoy Meres, someone that's not Oisik Bepiri Verivio, is Chayim Misa. Achirim Oimrim, Achirim say, Goyrim Lashchino Shet Asalik Miyisro, that if someone's on Oisik Bepiri Verivio, he causes the Shchino to actually leave Klal Yisro. Meaning, the Tanakam and the Braisa said that it's possible that someone that's not Oisik Bepiri Verivio will indirectly be the cause for the fact that there won't be Ashoyis Ashchino. Achirim saying, even Sharfer, he's Goyrim Lashchino Shet Asalik Miyisro. Shanema, the Pasuk says, Leo Yisrochalei Loikim, Ulizaracha acharecha. This much zaracha acharecha. When does zaracha acharecha shchina shayra? Then the shchina in zaracha acharecha. But if there's no zaracha acharecha on mi shayra, who's the shchina going to be shayra on? I mean, if there are no people for the shchina to be shayra on, Where will the Shechina be Shaira? Alo Eitzim v'alo Avonim, Bitmiya. What is it going to be Shaira on Eitzim v'alo? Of course not. It has to be Shaira on people. And that's this idea of Liyos L'chol Eloikim U'lizarecha Acharecha. If there's going to be a Klal Yisrael to be Ashoris HaShechina. And that's this idea that a person needs to be obviously prepared for Rivya Pasha to create the people so that there'll be Makim for the Shechina to be Shaira. Just one Ha'ara. Before we go weiter, and we continue along the sugya of Puravu, and that is, the Gemara brought three Tanaim that Darshin Smuchin as it relates to two psukim in Parshas Noach. The pasuk says, Shoifech dam ha'adam ba'adam dama yishofech, ki betzelem elokim asa es ha'adam. And then the next pasuk says, Va'atam pruravu, shirtzu ba'aretz uravuva. And the Tanaim said that you see there's a shaychus, there's a connection between Shoifech dama adam ba adam dama yishafech between kibetzelim elikim asa esa adam and the mitzvah puravu. Rabbi Eliezer said that if someone is not oisik in the mitzvah puravu, it's as if he was shoifech dama. It's as if he was mekayim shoifech dama adam ba adam dama yishafech. Rabbi Yaakov, or in the second brayse, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah said that if someone's not oisik peperi virivia, it's as if he was memayit etmos. It's as if he took away from the kibetzelim elikim asa esa adam. And Ben Azai said if someone's not oisik peperi virivia, it's as if he did both. It's as if he was shoifech dama. And it's as if he was mematad mos. Because at the end of the day, both of these things are samach to the next pasuk of atem pruravu shirtzu ba'aretz uravuva. But all three of these opinions are based on the fact that we're being dairish smuchim. It's the smichos between these two seemingly completely unrelated psukim. Ramei Simcha in Meshech Chachman Parshas Noach suggests a different shot, maybe why the Torah put the pasuk of Shoifech Dama Adam Ba Adam Dama Yishafech next to the mitzvah or puruvu. And he says pshat based on a classic Gemara. It's the very, very last Gemara in Perek Cheskes Abatim. Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Samach Hamad Beis. The Gemara says, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yishmol Ben Elisha. Rabbi Yishmol Ben Elisha said, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, din hu, it would be appropriate, shenigzera latzmenu, that we should take it upon ourselves, we should make a gzera, shloy lachal basar, not to eat meat, vishloy lishtis yaya, not to drink wine. Elo, we're not doing it. You know why? Because in goizrin gzera latzibur, elo im kein roiv tzibur, yichaylum lamidba. We only make gzeras if roiv the tzibur is able to withstand the gzera. Most people cannot withstand the gzera like this, and it's for that reason we're not making the gzera. But then Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha continued. He said, "Umiyoyim shapashta malchus harisha." From the time that the Roman Empire spread within the Jewish people, shegoyzeres alenu gzeres rois v'kashes, and they've been imposing very, very harsh decrees on us. Umevatelas mimenu toira umitzvois. They're not letting us learn toira. They're not letting us do mitzvois. Ve'manechas esonu likonos lishavua haben v'amilal Yeshua ben. They were guys on brismila. They were guys on pidyon haben. Din hu shenigzra latzmeinu. It would be appropriate for us to make another gzera. That no one should get married, no one should have children. By doing that, so you know what we would accomplish? Like this, there'll be no Klal Yisrael anymore, and nobody would have to put up with these very difficult gzeiros anymore. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said that there would be a cheshbon, if you would do the math, that because the situation in the world, the state of the union is so terrible, we should make a gzera, no one should get married. Elo said, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, we're not going to. Because hanach lehem liYisrael, let the yidim be. Mutav shiyu shoygigin v'ayu mezidin. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be too hard to withhold from the mitzvah puravu, and as a result, people will end up violating this principle. Let them better violate it, b'shoygig, not realizing that they're doing something wrong, because really, they are doing something wrong, said Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, rather than they know that this is something that's aser and do it anyways. Mutav chinyu shoygin v'ayum mezidin. So Rabbi Meir Simcha said that you see that even in the worst of times, even when there's persecutions and there's pogroms, and even when the world is falling apart, still a yid always has a mitzvah of the atem pruravu. So said Rabbi Meir Simcha, yesh loymar, that's another knetch, another pshat in the smichos, the juxtaposition between these two psukim. Shoyfech even if there's incredible shvichas damim going on, this persecution, the Jews are being hunted. So k'day techamina, maybe in a time like that, like Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said in the end of Perek Cheskes about them, dinu shenigzer al atzmeinu, then no one should have children. Kamash malon no, v'atem pruravu shirtzu ba'aretz uravu ba. There's still a mitzvah of pruravu, and there Rabbi Simcha says a beautiful aysafa. He says that the she'iltas. So this is from the Gaonim, Rabbi Chai Gaon. The Shiltas, it's in Parshas V'zoi Sabracha, it's Shilta Kuf Samache. So the Shilta brings the mitzvah of Puruvu. And it says as follows. She'ilta, the mechayven de Beis Yisrael, lemitz of Nashi. Yid has an obligation to get married, for eludei b'ni, and to have children. Umiyasek b'peri v'rivya. And to fulfill the mitzvah of peri v'rivya. The chsiv, because the pasuk says, kichu nashim, v'haylidu banim u'banois. Kunashim get married and have children. So says the Shulta, there's an obligation for a yid to be mekayim the mitzvah peruvu. You know I know that? It's a pasuk. It says, kichunashim vahilidu banim ubanis. You know where it says this pasuk? Kichunashim vahilidu banim ubanis? It's in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Frek Dumei Simcha. The Shultis is bringing a mekayim to the mitzvah peruvu. And it went to Sefer Yirmiyahu. Is there a shortage of times that it says in the Torah that there's a mitzvah peruvu? Hashem told it to Adam and Rishon. Hashem told it to Noach Uvanov. Hashem told it to Yaakov Avinu. We're going to learn all these psukim in tomorrow's daf. So Hashem, many times in the Torah said there's a mitzvah peruvu. Why would the she'iltis have to come on to a pasuk in Yirmiyahu to tell me the mitzvah peruvu? Zokra Meir Simcha. Because the she'iltis wanted to say this halacha, the Gemara in Bava Basra, daf Samach Amud Beis, that even in the worst of times, where there would have been a hava mina, let Klal Yisrael just go. Because what's the point of bringing the Shamas into the world? Even then there's a mitzvah for a person to be pruervu. You know where the Shulta saw that? The Shulta saw it in Yirmiyahu. Because Yirmiyahu is telling the Yidden in Golus, Kechu Noshim Vahilidu Banim Ubanis. This is during the worst of times. This is the first time the entire nation was in Golus. And he was telling them that don't think because you're in Golus, Mimela, you should not have a family. No, even in times like this, you should have a family. That's the Yisafa, that's the Knech, said Ramei Simcha, that the Shulta saw in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that you don't see in the Psukim in the Torah. So Ramei Simcha, even though you don't see in the Furish in the Psukim, we're the smicha. Even when there's terrible shvichas damim and this terrible persecution going on in the world, what's the next pasuk? Atem pru revu shirtzu ba'aretz u'revuva. A classic meshach chacham. Zok the mishnah weiter. Nosa isha. Somebody got married. V'shoy ima esashon, and he was with his wife for 10 years. V'lo yalda, and he didn't have any children. Einu rashoy levat. He has no right moving forward to be mevatel the mitzvah period for rivya. So what does that mean? Top Rashi. He has two choices: ella or yigarshena, or he could divorce his wife and marry somebody else. Oh, yisach erizima, or prichem derminu gershim. He doesn't have to divorce his wife. He can just take another wife. But the point is that a person has a right to make a shtadlis with one wife for 10 years. Once 10 years pass, he has a mitzvah of puravu, and as a result, he has to figure out another way to be mekayim the mitzvah. Girsha, in the event that he divorces his wife because they were living together for 10 years, they had no children. Muteresli nasilacha. She, the wife, is allowed to marry somebody else. I mean, you would have had a habamina that being that she was married for 10 years and she had no children, so maybe she shouldn't be allowed to marry somebody else because she's going to be machshel the next person also by not being mekayim the mitzvah puravu. Kamashwan, she is allowed to get married to somebody else. Says the Mishnah, v'rashoy hasheni lishoyisim ha'yotchanim. And the second person is allowed to live with her for 10 years. Let's say she was pregnant and then she miscarried the child. So 10 years, she didn't have a child, but during the 10 years, she was pregnant and miscarried. So then the halach is, you count the 10 years from the time of the miscarriage. I mean, it doesn't start from the time that they got married, but rather it starts from the time of the miscarriage. If somebody was married, and he was married for 10 years, didn't have any children, so the halach is, yoytzi, he should give her a get, meaning he has to marry somebody else. But when he gives her a get, he has to give her a ksuba. Now, that's an important point. V'yitin ksuba, it's going to play out in tomorrow's daf. And the reason it's so important is because essentially what we're saying is that it's not necessarily her fault, the fact that they didn't have any children. If it was deemed to be her fault, the fact that they didn't have children, and the fact that he now has to give her a get, then he wouldn't be obligated to give her a ksuba. Anytime a person divorces his wife because halacha says that he has to divorce his wife, the halacha is she doesn't get a ksuba. But that's only if she's at fault on some level. So if she was mizana, so of course, yoytzi, v'lo yitin ksuba. If she's an oiveris al das, whatever that means, so then yoytzi, and he won't have to give her a ksuba. What we're saying is that even though he has to give her a get, but we don't necessarily know that it's her fault, and as a result, the halacha is he's going to have to give a ksuba. And the price says, Shemeloi Zacha Lehibanois Mimena. And the reason he needs to do this is because we're afraid that maybe he just doesn't have the schus to have a family through her, but maybe he'll have a family through somebody else. So therefore, the halacha is yoitzi, meaning he has to marry somebody else. Aye, what do you mean? If he's going to have a family, he would have had the family through her. No, Shemeloi Zacha Lehibanois Mimena. And then the price says, Alpha Bishin Rai Lodab, even there's no riot to this halacha, there's no riot to what part of this halacha? 10 years, right? That's random number, seemingly. Even though there's no makar to it, a bezeichel adavar, epis a zecher there is. There's a remez to it. The pasuk says, miketz eser shonim, losheves Avram be'eretz Kanan. Now, what does it say happened 10 years after Avram came to Eretz Kanan? Sarai turns to Avram and says, I have an idea. He says, maybe you should take my shifcha, her name is Hagar, and maybe through Hagar you can have a family. So you see, they waited 10 years from the time that they arrived in Eretz Canaan. So you say, Meris, there's some methodology to that number 10. Says the Gemara, La Metcha, you see something else from this pasuk. You see, She'en yeshivas chutz la'aretz oylulei min aminyan. You see, because they waited 10 years from when they had arrived in Eretz Canaan. Now, they had been married for decades prior to that. So why did they wait until they were 10 years in Eretz Canaan? So you see from here, a chiddish that yeshivas chutz la'aretz doesn't count, and it's only the years in Eretz Yisrael that matter. Rashi says that the reason yeshivas chutz la'aretz doesn't count is because if someone's married for many years, had no children in chutz la'aretz, we can attribute it to the fact that this person is committing a sin every day of his life by living in chutz la'aretz. So we're going to be toiled in the avoin of chutz la'aretz. And as a result, it's not going to count towards the 10 years. But not once they're in Eretz Yisrael. So at that point, there's no avoin of chutz la'aretz anymore. Now 10 years passed. Oh, that's what you learn from Avraham and Sarah, that's the halach. Being that you see what? Being that you see that the years of chutz la'aretz don't count, and the reason the years of chutz la'aretz don't count, pashav shat, like Rashi says, is because we're toiled in the avoin of bittul yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So you see from here that any time we could be toiled, the fact that they didn't have children in some external thing, we're going to do that, and it's not going to count towards the 10 years. So you see from here that we're very makel when it comes to the 10 years. So Chalu, for example, let's say he was sick for some time during the 10 years. Oish Chalsi, she was sick for some point during those 10 years. Oish Neim, Chavushim Beis Azurim, or one of them was in a Beis Azurim. Ain't Oilim and Aminyan, it doesn't count. Amalei Rava the Rav Nachman. Rava told Rav Nachman that I don't understand. You're bringing me a raya from Avram. 10 years from when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael, he married Hagar. Why? Because you see, that must be the halacha. There's a concept that if someone doesn't have children for 10 years, he has a chiyuv, he has an obligation to figure out another way to have children. And the makar is from one of the other haktoshim. The makar is from Avram Avinu. Freikta Gemara, Lechura, Rava told Rav Nachman, V'leiluf mi Yitzchak. Why are you learning from Avram Avinu? Maybe learn from Yitzchak. The pasuk says, V'yi Yitzchak ben Arbam, Shon bekachta is Rivka. Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka v'goymer. The pasuk says, V'yitzchak ben Shishim Shon, but let us say some. Yitzchak was 60 years old when Yitzchak and Rivka gave birth to Yaakov and Esau. So you see, he was married for 20 years before he had a child. So why are you bringing me a raya from Avram that after 10 years, he took a shivcha? Yitzchak never took a shivcha. Yitzchak never took another wife. And yet, it was 20 years, and it was in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, 20 years in Eretz Yisrael. So how do you not learn from Avram? Maybe learn from Yitzchak Amalei. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman told Rabbi, Yitzchak akur haya. Yitzchak was an akur. Meaning, the reason Yitzchak didn't take another wife is because Yitzchak knew that the reason he couldn't have children was because of him. There was some issue that he had physically, and that was the reason he couldn't have any children. Avram was also an Akar. Now, how do you know Avram was an Akar? So the Gemara later is going to bring them a car. How do you know Avram was an Akar? But for now, we'll take the Gemara's word for it that Avram was also an Akar. So knew if Avram was also an Akar, so just like you can't bring a ride from Yitzchak, how you bring a ride from Avram? So the Gemara says, Ahumi you need that for what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said. So there's a big Rashi here that starts with the word Koloimar, which means that there is something lacking here in the Pashup Shad and the Gemara, in this case in the flow of the Gemara. So there's some language missing. Rashi fills in the missing language, not as in changing the Gersa, but Pashup Shad and the Gemara in commentary. So Rashi says, what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Enochanami, Yitzchak was an Akar and Avram was an Akar. And just like you can't learn from Yitzchak, theoretically, you shouldn't be able to learn from Avram either. You know why you can learn from Avram? Because the Pasuk Miketz Eser Shonim L'Sheves Avram Beretz Canaan is an extra Pasuk. And because it's an extra Pasuk, therefore you can learn from that Pasuk. Are you going to tell me the Pasuk that says Yitzchak Ben Shishim Shonim B'Led Asoysam is also an extra Pasuk? Oh, that's where the Gemara comes in. No. Ahumi Bayale. It's literally Iker Chasa from the Gemara. Ahumi Bayale. That Pasuk is not extra. We need it. Why did the Torah mention how many years Yishmael lived? Why does that matter? The reason the Torah did it was because by knowing how many years Yishmael lived, we're able to figure out how many years Yaakov lived. The Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Yedzayin makes the cheshbon, and by knowing how many years Yaakov lived, we know there's 14 years missing in Yaakov's life. And the Gemara says, where was he during those 14 years? In the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, and during those 14 years that he was in Yeshiva Shein Ve'ever, he wasn't punished for not being Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim. Long cheshbon in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yedzayim. Lo lamedcha to teach us, Shnegdoi l'talma teira, Yoisim Kibbutz Avayim. I know that from a cheshbon of psukim, and one of the psukim that we need in that cheshbon is that Yitzchak was 60 years old, Beledes Oysa. So the Gemara says, look at Megillah Yedzayim Amid Aleph, and you'll understand that that pasuk is not an extra pasuk. The pasuk of Avra, Miketz Esther Shalom L'Sheves Avra Meretz Canaan, is an extra pasuk. Therefore, we learn from there again. Afal Bishen Rai L'Dava, but there's a Zeich L'Dava that there's something called 10 years. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yitzchak Avinu. So it's Rabbi Yitzchak commenting on Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu Akar Haya. He was an Akar Hashem. The pasuk says, Vayetar Yitzchak L'Hashem L'Noichach Ishto. It says that Hashem. That Yitzchak davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he davened l'noichach ishtoi, facing his wife. Now, al ishtoi l'nemar, it doesn't say he davened because of his wife, which would imply that there was something wrong physically with Rivka, and that's why Rivka couldn't have children. Elo l'noichach. It says, facing her. You know what it's mashma? It's mashma melami shishnei makurim hayu. They were facing each other. They were in the same exact situation. It's like he was davening for her. No, he was davening for him and for her. And she was also davening, by the way, for him and for her. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, "Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noichach ishtoi," that they were both davening. But you see that they both had a physical issue, and that's the makar that Rivka for sure was an akar, but Yitzchak was also an akar. Zokti Gemara, if that's the case, why does the pasuk say vayeta loy Hashem? Hashem answered him. The pasuk should say Hashem answered them. Meaning, if the vayeta Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noichach ishtoi means that Yitzchak davened for Rivka, so the only one davening is Yitzchak. If the only one that's davening is Yitzchak, so Hashem is now answering Yitzchak's tefillah. If, however, what Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem L'noichach Ishtoi means is that they both daven. So no, if they both daven and then the prayers were answered, so it sounds like both of their prayers were answered. So why does it say Vayetar Loi? Shouldn't it say Vayetar Lehem? So the Gemara says, what everybody knows, it's a Rashi in Chumash, L'fisha Eino Doim Tfilas Sadik Ben Sadik, L'Tfilas Sadik Ben Rasha. It's true, they both daven, but they both weren't answered. Yitzchak's tefillah was answered, Rivka's wasn't answered. Yitzchak was a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Yitzchak's father was Avram Avinu. But Rivka's father was Besuel. He was an Aram, he was a Rosha. So the tefillah of Yitzchak was ultimately the tefillah that was answered. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Neymah, how you ever say Makurim? Why were the Avis HaKadosh Makurim? Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesavad L'Tfilas Nishal Tzadikim. And again, this is also one of the most difficult Gemaras to understand in the world of Einay Oymer Elad Darshuni. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal as a taiva for the tefillos of tzaddikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely makes tzaddikim sometimes be in situations where they're going to have to daven. And that's why the Avos HaKadoshim, Avram and Yitzchak, you find that they were akurim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that tefillos. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak again, why isn't it that the tefillah of a tzaddik is referred to as an atar? An atar is it's a pitchfork. Where do you see that it's referred to as an atar? Vayeter loy, right? It says vayeter, vayeyoser. So the Gemara says, ma eter ze, ma hapech ha-tfu mimokon mokon. What does a pitchfork do? Right, the farmer would use it to pick up tfuah, to put it from this side to that side. Kach tfilosin shal tzadikim. The same is true about tfilosin shal tzadikim. Ma hapeches midoysef shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's ma hapech the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas ragzonos, midas rachmanos. That sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be in a mid of ragzonos, a mid of kas, and the tfil of the tzaddik is mahapech. It's mahapech, and it could change it to midas rachmanos. Rabbi Ami said, Avram and Sarah tumtum in hayu. Avram and Sarah were both tumtums. So a tumtum, I draw you again, what's a tumtum? A tumtum is someone that is either zocher or nekeva, however the simen, the makom ha'erva is covered, and as a result, it's not clear whether the person is a zacher or a nekeva. In this context, Avram and Sarah couldn't have children because the makom ha'erva was covered, and as a result, it wasn't shayach. So said Rav Ami, Avram and Sarah, they were tumtumin. Shenemar, he said, how do I know that? Because the pasuk says, habitu el tzur chutzavtem, val makeves bar nukartem. So the pasuk seems to be saying that something physical had to change, some hole, something had to happen. And what does the pasuk say afterwards? Uksiv abito al Avram avichem val Sarah techayil alchem. So you see that Avram and Sarah were in need of some sort of procedure in order for them ultimately to be able to have children. What was it? The makom erva had to be uncovered because previously there had been a state of atumt. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Baravur. Sarah imenu islandus hoyso. Sarah imenu was an islandus. And we learn from there, what does it mean, ein lo vlad? Afilu beis vlad ein lo. Not only did she not have a child, but she didn't even have a beis. Going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that if somebody's married for 10 years, and didn't have a child, so the halacha is at that point he needs to make a shtadlus to figure out another way to be mekayim the mitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bashela said in the name of Rav, this number of 10 years was true. B'dayrus Rishonim, we learn it from Avram Avinu and from Hagar. Sheshnoiseim Merubais, they used to live very, very long. Because they lived very long, so 10 years. Proportionate to a person's life expectancy was the number. But nowadays, the people don't live so long anymore. So now the number has to be a much shorter number. It's going to be 2.5 years. It's the equivalent to 3 iburim, right? 2.5 years is 30 months. Each ibur, says Rashi, is 9 months, plus another month for the woman to become tahar. So if you go 30 months, at that point already the halacha, the Mishnah is going to apply, which is Yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. Zok the Gemara, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Rabbi said in the name Rav Nachman, Shalosh Shanim. It's not 30 months, which is 2.5 years, but it's 3 full years. Keneged Shalosh Pekidos. It's 3 Rosh Hashanahs, because in Rosh Hashanah is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides whether a person's going to have a child or not. So if 3 Rosh Hashanahs pass and this woman still didn't have a child, so that's already a sign that something has to be done. Amar Mar, Rosh Hashanah Nifkidu Sarah Rachel v'Chana. It was on Rosh Hashanah that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were all Nifka. They were all Akaris. You see that when does this all happen? It happens at Rosh Hashanah. So 3 Rosh Hashanahs, that's the number. So the Gemara says, but Amar Rabbah, Rabbah said, Lesnu lahani klali. That even though Rav said, what? Rav said that in the olden days it was 10 years, but now it's only 2.5 years. Or Rav Nachman said, now it's 3 years. But this is all not true. It's all Shaloi Aliba the Hilchas. Why? Because Mechni, Masnisa, Mantakin, who's the one that authored the Mishnah? Rebbe. Fabi Mei David, Imichini. Now, by Rebbe's times, people weren't living so long anymore. In fact, during David HaMelech's times, people already weren't living so long, because the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk at Tehillim. Who said it? David HaMelech said it. Vaistois, even in the times of David, and Kal V'chomer, in the times of Rebbe, people are not living so long, and still Rebbe said 10 years. You see, the number 10 years has nothing to do with biblical times, where people were living so long. It's true, even during the Zman of Yimei Shnoi Seinu V'em Shivim Shana, and if that's the case, less Nulahani Klali, the number 10 years is the number as a relates to halacha, at what point a person, if he doesn't have children, yoytzi v'yitein ksuba. Sok de gemar. So what's the halacha if somebody's married for 10 years and didn't have children? So now he has to make a shtadlus. So either marry another wife or divorces the wife. And when he divorces her, he gives her a ksuba. Says the gemara, why does he give her the ksuba? Because we said that who said she's the reason that this person that have children? Meaning, if he knew for sure she's the reason, then Enochanami, he wouldn't have to give her a ksuba because he's divorcing her simply because he has no choice. Could be it even be a mekach tois to marriage. We'll see in tomorrow's daf. But for sure, he wouldn't have to give her the ksuba. By the saying he has to give the ksuba, it's because we're sort of suggesting that he's the complicit party, says the Gemara. How do you know that it's that he doesn't have the schos to have a family through her? Maybe she doesn't have a schos to have a family with him. And again, lamai nafkimino. Nafkimino would be Rashi for loy titel ksuba. And if that's the case, she shouldn't get her ksuba. So the Gemara says it's not mistaber because e kibin loy mifkida piri veriva loy miyancha. Being that she doesn't have a mitzvah piri verivya, it's not mistaber that Hashem would punish her not to have children. It's more mistaber that the man, because he has the mitzvah pirivu, he would be the subject of this punishment not to be able to have children. Now what that means, ayin Rashi eini feit the Gemara. Another kashna, meaning the Gemara said that if a person's married for 10 years, he didn't have any children, he should marry somebody else. Why? Because maybe through the other person he's going to have a mishpach. Is that true? He should take another wife, he should have children. Apparently he was married, didn't have any children. So they said, take another wife and have children. We told him, if I was like, I would have children with my first wife. Meaning, what's the point of taking another wife? What do you mean, what's the point? The Mishnah. How did you do our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, ulai, maybe, lois zochali bane semeno. So what is Rab Aber Bazavda saying that, no, if I would have had the schus to have children, I would have had it. What do you mean? Maybe with this next wife, you will have children. So the Gemara says, Hasam de chuye kamatchalu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were just being matcha, meaning Rab Aber Bazavda was just being doichad Rabbanon. The real reason he didn't take another wife was because he couldn't have children. And the reason he couldn't have children, we already saw this earlier in the sugya, is the Rab Aber Bar Zavda Iakami Pirkei de Rav Huna. Because Rab Aber Bar Zavda lost his ability to have children because of the shear of Rav Huna. The Gemara says Rav Gidol Iakami Pirkei de Rav Huna. Rav Chelboy Iakami Pirkei de Rav Huna. Rav Sheshes Iakami Pirkei de Rav Huna. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Achadetei Suskinta. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, he had this illness that apparently Rav Huna's share was causing, but what happened was told you about Arzat Beirav. He suspended himself from the Arzat Beirav, one of the beams in the Beis Medrash. The Nafik Mineko Hutza Yarka, and a discharge came out of him that looked like this Hutza Yarka was on greed and discharge, and that was what saved him. Omer Rav Acher, Rav Yaakov, Acher Yaakov said, Shitin Sabi Havino. We were 60 people in Rav Huna's share. The Kulu Iakmi Pirti Rav Huna. And all 60 people lost their ability to have children. The Bar Me'ano, with the exception of me. The Kaimi Ben Ashoy, because I knew what to do. And the reason I knew what to do is because I was Mekayim, the Pasik, HaChochma Techaye Baleh. Chochma's Mechaye Baleh. And that Pasik was in Skyim. Now, what about Rav Huna's share caused all these people to suddenly have this physical issue? So Rashi says the share used to go very long, and the people needed to be mashed in Meiraglayim. Al Tzkfoydesh or Rav Huna, they were holding it back. And that created some sort of illness, which later would impact all these people. And the other, only one that wasn't impacted was Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. So just one ha'ara before we start the next Gemara. And as the Gemara was discussing the Avos HaKadoshim and the Emois, Akurim, Tumtumin, one man, the Amar, said that Sara Imenu, Islandus Hoysa. Sara Imenu was an Islandus. So the Biskarov said that with this man, the Amar, we could understand a well-known chazal that Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parashas Chayesara. The pasuk says, "Vayiu Chayesara Meya Shana VeEsrim Shana VeSheva Shanim Shnei Chayesara." That Sara Imenu lived 127 years, but the pasuk doesn't just say that she lived 127 years. It says that the years of Sara were 100 years plus 20 years plus 7 years. Look, Rashi, why did the pasuk write the years of Sara in this way? Lokach nichtav shana bechol klalu klal loy melacha shekol echo nidrash laatzmai bas meyo. When Sara was 100 years old, she was kabas esrim lechet ma bas esrim lechata. Just like when someone's 20 years old, that person didn't do an aveira yet. Ashari in a basoin. Because in Shemaim they don't punish until somebody turns 20. So too, when Sarah was 100, she was below Chet. And when she was 20, she was like 7 in terms of physical beauty. But the Chazal said, it's a gracious rabble, that the reason the Pasuk says Meya Shana Vesrim Shana is because when Sarah was 100, she was like she was 20. Meaning, just like when she was 20, she was B'loi Chet, so too when she was 100, she was B'loi Chet as well. And the Kasha is, what do you mean? When a person's 20, he's B'loi Chet? It's true, Bezdin Shalmaila doesn't punish a person until a person turns 20. Abavada, after the person turns 20, the person's going to be punished for all the errors that he did before he's 20. We have Reb Bites on this, the Noida Behuda's Shuvas, the Chacham Tzvi's Shuvas, the Chasam Soifas Shuvas, these famous Shuvas that were written on this topic. It's not a Hefkevelt that a person could do whatever he wants until he turns 20 years old. It's not bad that the person's going to be punished. So it's a little sussum, the lashon, that when she was 100, she was like she was 20 below Chet. So Maran Agris said that the Gemara says that Sari Imenu was an islandess. And the Gemara says later in Masechtas Yevamos that an islandess doesn't turn, she doesn't become a gedolah when she turns 12. She becomes a gedolah when she turns 20. So it comes out that someone that's an islandess is taken not a gadol, she's not a gadolah, until she turns 20 years old. Sari Imenu was an islandess. So if Sari Imenu was an islandess, she was meya shana v'esrim shana. She was bas meya kebas esrim lechet kipshutoi. Literally, meaning just like a bas esrim is beloy chet, in her case, because she was an islandess, so she taka had no aveira, because she wasn't a bas oinchin until she was 20, so too when she was 100 years old, she still had not been a bas oinchin. So the next Gemara is really a Gemara that's going to take us into tomorrow's daf. It's also another classic. Every Gemara we're learning now are Gemaras that are oimdim berumay shalaylam, will just make a schala, so we shouldn't fall too far behind, and then we'll very much pick up this Gemara in tomorrow's daf. So the Mishnah said that if a man was married for 10 years, he didn't have any children, so what's the halacha? Ein rishay levatal. He can't be mevatal. Rashi said he has two choices. Either he could take another wife, or yigarshen, he should give her a get. Girishto, what happens if he gave her a get? So the halacha is muteris li nasi la'acha. She's allowed to marry another person. V'rashoy hasheni lishay zima yudshanim. And that second person's allowed to live with her again for 10 years. So the Gemara says, sheni in shlishi loy. It's mashma from the Mishnah that she can get married to a second person, but not a third person. Meaning, History can't repeat itself a third time. If she was married already a second time, and after that second time, again, she didn't have children for 10 years, to marry a third man would not be okay. The Gemara says, Masnisa Mani, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Rebbe, it's Rebbe. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Molo Harishna in Umes. If a woman gave birth to a child, and it was a boy, they did the bris milah and the baby died. Shneini umeis, and then she gave birth to a second son. They did a bris milah and died again. So the halacha shlishi loy tamal divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says the third child should not get a bris milah, and the reason is because this mother is huchzak. There's a chazaka that her sons are mesu machmas milah, and as a result, there's a sakana to do bris milah. Don't do another bris milah. Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel said shlishi tamal. No, the third child could do a bris milah. Revi loy tamal. If it happens three times, the fourth time you can't do a bris milah. This braisa is the makar to one of the most important and one of the most famous machlokes in the Shas. The machlok is Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. How many times does something have to happen in order to establish a chazaka? Rebbe's shita is a chazaka is established when something happens twice. Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita is that a chazaka is established when something happens three times. The exact context of the machlokes was where there were babies that were mesu machmas milo. Once it's established, the chazaka, that that's the case, you're not supposed to do bris milah on the children anymore. Famous Shittas HaRambam. We have two related raid bites on that Shittas HaRambam. But there is a Shittas HaRambam. But the bottom line is that once the chazaka is established, so at that point, cannot let it do another bris milah. Question is, how many times does this have to happen? What is a pattern as it relates to the halachas of chazaka? So Rebbe says if it happens twice. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says if it happens three times. Akta Gemara, our Mishnah that says that this woman is allowed to get married twice, but not a third time. Who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Must be Rebbe. Once she's married twice, 10 years and didn't have any children, so she's becheskas that she can't have any children. Once is a chazaka, she can't get married anymore. Meaning she can get married, but not as a bas banim. She can't be treated anymore as a bas banim. Someone that needs to marry a bas banim wouldn't be able to marry her because she's becheska, she's not a bas banim. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that a chazak is not established until it happens three times, so she would have had to been married to three men for 10 years in order for this to happen. Either way, the Gemara says, we have Machlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, where the chazak is established when something happens twice, or it's established when something happens three times. Right? The Gemara of Atanya, we learned in a braisa, ipcha, v'yet fakir. Meaning, the first braisa says, Rebbe says two, Rav Shimon Gamliel says three. Apparently, there was a braisa that said just the opposite. The Rav Shimon Gamliel said two, and Rebbe said three, since the Gemara says, I hear it, so you have two braisas, right? So, haimin ayu achri naisa. We have to figure out now, which was the later braisa. Because whichever braisa was the latter one, or later one, that's the braisa that's going to be the real braisa. That's the assumption. Meaning, the way the Gemara goes about it, this way Rashi explains it, is that probably Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel held one way, and then they flipped their positions. Literally, 180. Rebbe held like Rashbag, and Rashbag held like Rebbe. The question is, however, what did Rebbe hold the chatchila, and what did he change to? And what did Rav Shimon Gamliel hold the chatchila, and then he changed to? Now, why does this matter? The names always matter, right? Not in the lamdas of the sugi, the names don't matter, but in the halacha lamaisa, right? There's a lot of important nekudas that come out from the names, and the Amiram, we're trying to figure out what the halacha is, and depending on what Rebbe said and what Rav Shimon Gamliel said, would make a big nafkamina. So the Gemara says, "Hi, minayu achrenaisa toshma." The Gemara says, "I'll bring you a right." I'm Rabbi Chibarab. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Chibarab said in the name Rabbi Yechon. Maisa. There was a story by Arba Achoyes, four sisters, betzipori, all in tzipori. Shemala. And they all had boys. Rishayna umes. The first sister had a boy. The boy died during Mila. Shnia umes. Shlichis umes. Revi, Basel, Rav Shimon Gamliel. They brought the fourth child to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amaloi said, Al tamuli, don't do bris Mila. So what's the Tashma? So Rashi explains, very geschmack. Rabbi Yochanan, if he knew this Maisa, it must have happened Soif Yom of Shal Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. Which means, this must have been Rav Shimon Gamliel's later opinion. And what do you see Rav Shimon Gamliel held? It was the fourth one that he didn't allow. But the third one he would have allowed. Zoysoy Meres, Chazak is established with three. So must be the correct version, meaning the latest version of the Machlokes is Rebbe holds two, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds three. But the Gemara says, Vedoma, how do you see that? But what was the Maisa? The Maisa was three babies died, then they came to Rav Shimon Gamliel. What did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Don't do bris milah. Now, what would have happened if only two babies would have died and they would have came to Rav Shimon Gamliel? He might have said the same thing. You have no idea. So the Gemara says, V'dilma efshar yasya shlish is not me avo amalo. Maybe if the third mother would have came, he would have said the same thing. So how do you see three is fine? So the Gemara says, M'kei maya saduse. You know what the raya was? Because Rav Chibar Rabu said etos. He came with a whole etos. What was the point in the story, right? Every detail in the story matters.
So if we're telling you this detail that it was the fourth child and that's where he paskin, probably that was the significance. But the Gemara says, Vidoma, I don't know if that's true. Maybe the significance was something else. Maybe the significance of this story is not the 4 verses 3, but maybe the significance over here is that even though the chazaka wasn't established with one mother, but it was established with a bunch of sisters that were all in the same family, you would have thought maybe it's different. Maybe that's the significance, but there's no raya that the significance of this memory, again, the question was that maybe had they come to, maybe had the third mother come to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel would have issued the same psak. The teretz was, if that's the case, then what's the point in the whole story? It sounds like the point of the story is to say Rav Shimon Gamliel holds for. Or says, no, maybe the point of the story is to tell me Achoyis Mechaskois. Bottom line is, Amar Rava, Rava said, Hashita Amrit Achoyis Mechaskois. Now that you said Achoyis Mechaskois, that you could establish a chazaka through sisters, Lo Yisa Adam Isha, a person should not get married, Lo Yimim Mishpachas Nivchen. You shouldn't marry into a family where the family are nichvin, they have this certain illness, not into a family mitzayram either, for who this chazik tosses him, assuming that it was already established with a chazaka 3 times, at that point the person should be careful, meaning because that's taka, one of the chidushim of this maisa that you see from here, that when it comes to chazaka, there's a concept of a family, achoyos mechaskos, sisters can establish a chazaka, and if that's the case, a person has to be careful when it comes to doing a shidduch, not only to look at the immediate family, but the achoyos matter. That's the punchline, says the Gemara of this Maisa. We're going to stop prematurely, exhale, and return to the beginning of the daf. And that is the machloikis tanoim, which feels like more of a drush, a divrei agada diga machloikis. And that is, it says in the pasuk, shayfich dama adam ba adam dama yishafich, ki betzalem elikim osas adam, and then it says, va'atem pruruvu. And the Gemara said, the Tanoim all darshan asmichos between the psukim. Rabbi Eliezer said, kol misha inu oisip peperi v'rivius kidu shayfich damim. Rabbi Yaakov, or Rabbi Lozman Azari said, it's ki ilu memayi tadmos. Ben Azai said, it's ki ilu shayfich damim u memayi tadmos. Amru leila Ben Azai. So the Gemara says, that the Chachamim told Ben Azai, you know, there's a yesh no doyresh v'no mekayim. There's a no mekayim ve'ena no doyresh. Va'ati, you know what you are? You're a no doyresh ve'ena no mekayim. You gave such a great set of Russia. You hold someone that's not oisev epir v'rivio, it's kilu shoyfech domim, and it's kilu mamayit admos, and yet you're not a no mekayim. Because Ben Azai famously never got married. Omelem Ben Azai. So Ben Azai told him, I hear, aber umma esse, what should I do? Shenavshi choshke b'teira. I have such a cheshik to learn teira. Efshelo oilam sheyizkai ma'idei acherem. The world can go on with other people. It doesn't need me. What should I do? So first things first. The Gemara says that Ben Azai never got married. Tosfos is mitzayin 2 Gemaras. A Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Gimel, and a Gemara in Tzoyta Daf Dalet. So first the Gemara in Tzoyta Daf Dalet. The Gemara over there is discussing what the Shir Bia is. It's negaya the laws of Kinui and Stira, because Stira, as it relates to the laws of Tzoyta, would require the Eishes Ish to be together with a man in a closed room long enough for there to have been a Maisa Bia. So the question was, what is the Zman Shir of Bia? And the Gemara says different Tanoim said different Shiurim. And one of the Tanoim that mentioned the Shir was Ben Azai. Freak the Gemara, Ben Azai? How did Ben Azai say a Shir Bia? Ben Azai never got married. And the Gemara says 3 terutzim. Iba Yisayim, and 1 teretz, the Gemara says, is Nasev Upiresh. No, he did get married. He got married, then he was Pirish Me'ishtai, and he was not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Puruvu. But he was married at some point, and that's how he knew the Shir Bia. The Iba Yisneima, some said, Me'rab Yishmielei, and Chanami, he taka didn't know, but he had a Messiah, Gehared from the Rebbe. The Iba Yisneima, Soyd Hashem Li'ireyev, Hachochma Techaye Baleo, Soyd Hashem Li'ireyev, Hachfochba Vachfochba Dekulaba, the Chsam Soyfer Narechaim Simirei Shches, and his Tshuva, right? There's a concept of Soyd Hashem Li'ireyev, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala things to Tzadikim. That's the idea of Ruach HaKodesh, like the Ramchal says, and that's this Inyan, and that's how Ben Azai knew. But either way, so the Gemara has 3 different suggestions how Ben Azai couldn't know. But the first pshat that the Gemara says is, Iba Yisneima Nosiv Upiresh. Ben Azai was married. However, after he got married, he was Pirish Meyishtai. So when did Ben Azai get married? And who did he marry? So the rest of the story is the other Gemara. It's a Gemara Ksubas Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says, after it tells the story of Rabbi Akiva and his wife Rachel, where he went to learn for 12 years, and then he came back, and he overheard his wife having a conversation, he went back for another 12 years, and Tzvelef is Nishvir, and Tzvansik. So the Gemara says that what happened to Rabbi Akiva's wife happened to Rabbi Akiva's daughter as well. The Gemara says, Barte de Rabbi Akiva of the Leila ben Azai Hachi.
Barkin to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's daughter did the same exact thing to Ben Azai, meaning she married Ben Azai. And then she told Ben Azai, you know, why don't you go learn? My father did it. Why don't you go learn? Go learn for 24 years. Come back with 24,000 Talmidim. But either way, she said, go learn. And the Gemara says he went. And that's the Nosavu Piresh. Zok the Gemara, this is what people mean when they say, Rechila Basa Rechila Asla, that one sheep follows another sheep. Ka'uvde ima kach uvde barta. That the daughter follows the mother, and she saw her mother be such a tzadekis together with Rabbi Akiva, her husband. So the Tachta did the same thing with Ben Azai. So the rest of the story is Ben Azai was Rabbi Akiva's Eden, and he got married. And apparently there was even a bia, there was a haschalta of a marriage, and that's pshat in the Gemara, Soita Daftal and Amid Beis, that that's how Ben Azai was able to tell you what the shir bia was, what the shir stira was. However, Ben Azai's wife, who was Rabbi Akiva's daughter, did exactly what her own mother had done. Rechila bas basa rechila azla, kovde ima, kachovde barta. Either way, that's the earth Ben Azai. But Lemaisa Ben Azai himself never got married. And even though getting married is the first mitzvah in the Torah, and even the Ben Azai himself, with darshan about the chaymer of the mitzvah of Puruvu, Abba Era Lein was a not Dorish, but he was not a not Mekayim. And the Chachamim called him out on it. And they said, what's the pshat? And he told them, Ma Esa, what should I do? Shenafshi choshke b'Torah, efshe l'oilam, sheyiskayim al yedei acher. And kamet kulmasin when ishtabru. There were many pens that broke over the years, trying to explain what exactly Ben Azai's tshuva was. Avadi has a geshmak in learning. But at the same time, Torah and the Libra Torah is not the only mitzvah in the Torah. A person has other mitzvahs. Could a person say, Ma Esa Shanafshi Choshke B'Torah, doesn't want to put on tefillin? We know that even though there's a sugya of Isaac B'Mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah, but there's one mitzvah where you don't say Isaac B'Mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah. We had related rabbis on this as well. And that's by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you don't even say Isaac B'Mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah. In Da Plitzling Mitamal, Kump Ben Azai, and he says, Ma Esa Shanafshi Choshke B'Torah, and then he even added another knitch. As if to say that what's the whole tachlis of Peruvu? It's for the world to be populated. No, so again, what exactly Ben Azai means is very, very sasam. But just one ha'ara, one dover mesuyin, one klarazach, and that is Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilvyoni Ashas, right here in our Gemara, he clears a chakira. He says, what's the pshat at the end of the day in the Ptur and the heter of Ben Azai not to get married? And by the way, we should have mentioned this. The halacha of Ben Azai is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Eben Ezer, it's in Siman Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says that if someone has a cheshek in learning like Ben Azai, he's potter from getting married. Misha chavshka nafshe b'toyre ki Ben Azai tamid. V'nidbak ba kol yoma v'loy nasa isha ein b'yadoy avoyn v'hushla yehe yitzre miskabri olav. If he's struggling with the Yitzhar on a regular basis, then obviously this is not okay. But someone that's not chavshka nafshe b'toyre ki Ben Azai, he's someone that's okay, which you see, by the way, from that the Madrega Ben Azai is halacha l'maisa, meaning it's something that's shayach, because we know the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring any hilchas l'mashicha. So everything that the Shulchan Aruch brings is something that is shayach for a person to be able to observe. So if the Shulchan Aruch brought it, so you say meris is something for a person that a person is able to be mekai. So again, Rabbi Yosef Engel klar d'chakiru, he says at the end of the day, what's the yisoid of Ben Azai? Is pshat in Ben Azai that is a ptur of piri v'rivya if someone's chashke b'tayra? Now, what the gather of that ptur is, we'll leave that for another day. We'll leave that for the London. But at the end of the day, for Shteitim Ben Azai's Ma'es HaShanafshi Choshke B'Torah is that even though there's a mitzvah Puruvu, and even though Ben Azai is being mevatel the mitzvah Puruvu, but it's okay. Nafshi Choshke B'Torah, and it's okay for him to be mevatel the mitzvah Puruvu. Oye Shloima, said Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe a little bit differently. Maybe La'olam, if Ben Azai would be mevatel the mitzvah Puruvu Lagamri, it really wouldn't be okay. But it could be Ben Azai was not being mevatel the mitzvah of Puruvu Lagamri. And he said pshat based on the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, where the Gemara says that if you have two people that are sitting together and it comes time for benching and they don't have a mezumen, so the halach is if someone says a chiddush, someone says a shtikl Torah, the chiddush counts as a third person, and you're able to have a birchas hazimut. It's a mefurish gemara in Masechtas Brachos. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you see from here that the chedushei Torah of a person are a living thing. It's an organism.
azoivait that in order to bench b'mezumin, you have to have three people. If you're going to have two people and a chiddush, the chiddush itself is going to work. So that means if someone's mechadish Torah, his chiddushim are totally same. So he said, yesh loimar. If Benazai was being mevatel the mitzvah of Puruvu Lagamri, it wouldn't have been okay. But Benazai was not being mevatel the mitzvah of Puruvu Lagamri. And the reason is because he was saying chiddushay Torah. And the chiddushay Torah is mal all of akos of kilu yaldai. So if that's the case, said Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe that's the pshat. In other words, is the pshat that Benazai is taka being mevatel the mitzvah of Puruvu Lagamri? Afal pikin, he has a ptur ma esesh anafshi yichos. Or la'olam, he's not being mevatel the mitzvah peruv ulegamri, and that's why Benazai halacha is okay. It's because at the end of the day, even though it's true he's not being mekayin the mitzvah peruv in the conventional way, but he is being mekayin the mitzvah peruv through the chedushei Torah that he's being mechadish. Said Rabbi Yosef Engel, what'll be the nafkamina? What'll be the nafkamina? See, he said a beautiful nafkamina. He said the nafkamina would be what happens if a yevama would fall a yibum to Benazai. What would be if Benazai had a brother? His brother died, he left over no children. And now the Yevama falls liyibun to Benazai. Can Benazai say, Ma esa, she nafshi choshke b'tayr? This is classic Rabbi Yosef Engel. What should I do? Nafshi choshke b'tayr. I don't want to be mekayin the mitzvah of Yibum or not. He said, if Ma esa, she nafshi choshke b'tayr is a ptur, it's a ptur ba'almo. No, so it's mistabri. That's just like it's a ptur in the mitzvah of Puruvu. It's a ptur in the mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum is a Puruvu digesart mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of marriage. And if he's potter from getting married, so it's mistabri that he's potter from the mitzvah of Yibum also. But if really Benazai doesn't have a ptur of ma'aseh shenafshki choshki b'tayra, the reason it works is because Benazai was being mekayim the mitzvah. How was he being mekayim the mitzvah? Through his chedushei Torah. So he said, if that's the case, it's poshut that wouldn't work for Yibum. Why? Because Benazai's chedushei Torah are Benazai's kids. But the mitzvah of Yibum is not for you to marry the Yavam and have children for yourself. It's lahakim shem la'achiv. It's all about having children for your brother. And your shtickle Torah is not helping your brother. So said Rabbi Yosef Engel, if my esa shenafki choshki b'Torah is a ptur in the mitzvah. So if that's the case, just like it's a ptur in Puruvu, it's mistabra, it's a ptur in the mitzvah of Yavam and Yavam Yalel. However, if it's not a ptur in the mitzvah, but rather what it is a Be'etzim, you're being mekayim the mitzvah, and the way you're being mekayim the mitzvah is through your chedushei Torah. So if that's the case, that would help you for Puruvu. I have chedushei Torah. So sure, the person wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu in the traditional way. Instead, he's being mekayim the mitzvah through some other way. Abba lamais erhat kinder nish physische kinder hot shtikluch Torah dige kinder. But at the end of the day, it's kinder nonetheless. But for Yibam, that's not going to help because Yibam, you need a shtaltzu kids to your brother. Your shtikluch Torah is not going to help your brother. And as a result, said Rabbi Yosef Engel, that would be the nafkamina. Half of a fella. That was what he said. I saw in one of the drushes from the Noida B'Yehuda, it's actually Miben HaMechaber. It's not the Noida B'Yehuda's drush. It's in the Havasian in the drushes of the Noida B'Yehuda. But it's actually from Rav Shmuel Landau. He said a drusha when he finished printing Noida B'Yehuda Madura Tinyana. So we've mentioned so many times that there are two Maduras in Noida B'Yehuda. The first Madura was printed during the lifetime of the Noida B'Yehuda. He himself printed it. The second Madura was printed years after the Noida B'Yehuda had passed away. It was printed by his son, Rav Shmuel Landau. He incorporated many of his own tshuvas there. And he gave a drusha after he completed printing the second Chelek Noida B'Yehuda. And he said, the reason he's giving a drasha is because when my father finished printing the first drasha, he gave a first Madura, he gave a drasha. So as a result, I'm following in his footsteps, and I'm going to do the same thing. So he said over as follows. He said, Chazal say, Eile toldois aharen u'moisha. And we learn from there, kol l'melamid ben chaveri Torah mal ol v'akos of kilu yod. He said, Rav Shmuel Landau, that the tatot gezogt, that being that you see Chazal say, that kol l'melamid ben chaveri Torah is mal ol v'akos of kilu yod, it's poshit, that that's what Benazai meant when Benazai said, Uma esa shenafshki choshki b'Torah. Because Benazai was saying that I'm not stam being mevatel the mitzvah. I'm learning Torah. And because I'm learning Torah, I'm teaching Talmidim. And kol l'melamid ben chaveri Torah is mal ol v'akos of kilu yod. So it was through that he was able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu. It was because of the mal ol v'akos of kilu yodai. So said Rav Shmuel Landau, when he made a siyum on Madur Tinyot and Noida B'Yehuda, he said, this is what the Tata said. And then he said, his father went weiter, and his father said that the emes is, a person has a family, a person has talmidim, lamaisit has a gvul. There's a gvul because Talmidim won't be alive forever. And as a result, even though it's Mal Olav HaKasav Kilu Yodai, but there is some sort of share. He said the only time a person's Harbatzis HaTorah, his Malamei Torah, can be without a gvul is if he writes a Sefer. If a person writes a Sefer, because the Sefer can go on L'Netzach Netzachim, right, 200 plus years later, we're still Haraving in Noida B'Yehudas, and it's something that has a Hemshech. So said Rav Shmuel Landau, that the Noida B'Yehuda Taich, that the Pasuk says, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. So he said, Al Derech Drush, he said, when a person writes a Sefer, that's the real Toldos Adam. Because that's something that's not only going to be Toldos, but it's something that's going to have a Hemshech. It's something that if people learn, other people Svarim. So there's literally a Hemshech L'Dayri Dayr. So Yehuda has Talmidim and Unzer Adar. How does he have Talmidim and Unzer Adar? Through his Svarim. We're all his Talmidim. So he said, that's the type Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. But he said that the Noida B'Yehuda said that that was Pshanim Ben Azai. Pshanim Ben Azai wasn't Stam. It was all betzir of the fact that kolam alamid is ben chaver teira malol b'kos of kiliyod. Reis of Engel was coming from the Gemara in Brachas that if someone says a chiddush, the chiddush is his toldos. The Noida B'Yehuda was coming from the better known Gemara kolam alamid is ben chaver teira malol b'kos of kiliyod. But at sad hashava shebehen is the Ben Azai wasn't stamped frivolously being mevatel the mitzvah. He wasn't stamped saying vazal uchton ma esa shenafshki choshki b'teira. But rather what Ben Azai was saying was is that lemaisa through my nafshki choshki b'teira. I'm on some level being mekayim a mitzvah peruvu, albeit a mal olav akos of kilu yodai. And no, if it's a mal olav akos of kilu yodai, that in and of itself, that would be enough. L'may nafkemina, this night of Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Engel's nafkemina. Could be it wouldn't work for a case of Yibam. We're learning Yavamas now. But it could be it wouldn't work for a case of Yibam. But I was thinking, one I suffer. But as I said, that if someone is not oisei peperi verivya, it's ki'ilu shoyfech damin, right, as if he did two things. It's as if he was shoyfech damim, and it's as also as if he was memayit atmos. They told Ben Azai, yesh no derush v'nam ekayim. Right, they gave him the whole shtickel Torah, and he countered. He said, ma esa shenafshki choshki v'Torah. It bothered me pashim pshan on the Gemara that why is it that they only asked Ben Azai pshat in Ben Azai when Ben Azai came and he was maflik in the Indian of Periv Rivia. Right, he said, call me in Ois Periv Rivia, Skilu Shavich Don. He said, Rablaz Ben Azai, it's Kilu Maid Bidmos. Ben Azai said, it's as if you did both. Oh, they told Ben Azai, really, you hold both? How come you don't have children? So he said, no, ma esa shenafshki choshki b'toyer ev shaloyim sheizkai ma deyacher. And had Ben Azai not held that, they wouldn't have asked Ben Azai anything? At the end of the day, it's still a mitzvah. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah rabbi, like overall, the Shavas Yitzara. Kitzal Sefer Torah to be Mekayim the mitzvah. So why is it only because Ben Azai said that Kol Misha'ene Oisik, it's Ki'ilu Shoyfech Domim, U Ki'ilu Memai Tadmos, that that's what they told him? So I don't know the answer. Chayes Shposh Abshan in the Gemara. Oh, but in the Gemara, they're asking Ben Azai, that Ben Azai, I understand. If you hold Ki'ilu Shoyfech Domim, and you hold Ki'ilu Memai Tadmos, you're not a no Dorish Umakayim. Al Zed Yesh Shloimer Gevaldig. You know, Ben Azai told him, it's true, I'm a Ki'ilu Shoyfech Domim. And I'm a Ki'ilu Memayit Admos. In the world of Ki'ilu, it's very, very Chomer. But I can counter that Ki'ilu Metanander Ki'ilu. It's Ki'ilu Yaldai, and it's Ki'ilu Yaldai through my Chedushay Torah. The Ki'ilu Zicha should counter the Ki'ilu. And if that's, we say Chedushay Torah, that the whole Yisoid of Ben Azai, how he was able to mevatel the mitzvah, that's based on the Ki'ilu. Tosak Reis HaChiddush, that the Ki'ilu can be mevatel the mitzvah. But in the Gemara itself, Ben Azai is not saying Ki'ilu to explain why he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah, because that was never the question. The question was, Ben Azai, I understand Ki'ilu Shoyvich Damim, Ki'ilu Memayit Admos. You know, Ben Azai told him, it's true. But my Ki'ilu knocks out your Ki'ilu. We're even. And like this, we can go on doing what we do. But the point is that being that the kasha was a ke'ilu to get kasha, I think the count of the ke'ilu came if I end from it like ke'ilu. Stam ha'ara ba'alma. But just to end with one R, there'll be a lot of related raid bites. Metz Hashem. The last time I checked, there were 10 related raid bites already to today's daf. Metz Hashem, I have a feeling there'll be more. But the point is, again, a daf like this is basha, not shaykh. You don't know where to start, you don't know where to end. But just to end with one more R, and that is again, Ben Azai wasn't a kind of mitzvah puruvu, and he said the reason is because ma esa shenafshi. He said, "Ma esa shenafshi choshka b'teira." The Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of Evan Ezra, in the beginning of Hilchas Puruvu, so he struggles very much to understand the plates of Ben Azai. What does this mean? It's Aruch HaShulchan Aruch. What's Pashab Shat? And after a long piece, says the Aruch HaShulchan, one line, he says, "The efsher could be hoysos sakonos nefashos emayu pirish menateira." That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. He says, maybe it would have been sakonis nefashis for Ben Azai to stop learning. Ben Azai was so locked in, he was so focused, that if Ben Azai would have been told that he has to be Pirush Min HaTorah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe it would have been sakonis nefashis. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's true that the mitzvah Puruvu is a mitzvah rabba. Oh, but a person doesn't have to give up his life for that mitzvah. And because he doesn't have to give up his life, in Ben Azai's world, it would have been a bechina mamish of sakonis nefashis. And by the way, just to continue on the thought we had earlier, if the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha, it means it's something that shayich bizmanenu. And the Aruch HaShulchan had verstanden, wie er sich abzulehnen in Amachaber. He wrote at the magnum opus on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that it's possible today for a person to be such a masmid and to be harving and learning in Azam Adrega that it could be, it would be sakonis nefashis im hoye pirish min atayra. And of course, I think the obvious sushtal to this Aruch HaShulchan is a Gemara Masechtes Makis Daf Yudam Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Talmud Shagala. If a Talmud kills somebody b'shagig, he goes to Galus. Maglin Rabbi Imoy. So he forces Rebbe to go to Galus with him. Shenemra, because the Pasuk says, Vachai. What was the purpose of the Ir Miklat? It says, V'nos El Achad Haharim Vachai. Right? The purpose is, you run to one of the cities, Vachai. So you should live. Avilei midi de tahavi lechiyusa. We have an obligation to make sure that this person, when this person is Galus, is going to be able to live. So if someone kills b'shoigig, he can't just go to Galus under Rebbe. He has to go together with his Rebbe. Why? Because it says Vachai. So what it says, Vachai? So it's Yodua. The Rambam b'lushoinei hazav. In the beginning of the seventh parak in Hilchas Reitzech v'shmir sanefesh. He says, Talmud shagol olori miklot maglin rabba yimoy. Shenema v'chai, asei loy k'dei sheyichya. Says the Rambam, v'chai ye balei chochma uvaksheh. The life of balei chochma, and people that are mevakesh chochma, beloy Talmud, k'miso chashuvim. He says, if someone is a bal chochma, he's a mevakesh chochma, and a hodnish tagemara, he doesn't have anything to sink his teeth in, doesn't have a rajbo, he doesn't have a berchashmu, he doesn't have anything, it's kemiso chashuvim. It's mamish kemiso. So if it says, v'chai, must be it, he has to have his rebbe. Because if he's not going to have his rebbe, he's not going to have who to learn from, it's going to be kemiso chashuvim. And that's why, Talmud Shagolo, Maglin Rabbi Yimoy. We once mentioned that if you look in the Rif, in Masechtes Makis. So in the second parak of Masechtes Makis, there's one riff. There's literally one riff. How much? One piece. It's like a half a paragraph. The ganze riff on the second parak. Elohein HaGoyim. Tana. Now, why is there only one paragraph of riff in the second parak? It's Pashuk. It's not Halacha L'maisa. The riff only brought Halacha L'maisa. The Rambam wrote the Hilchos L'Mashicha. But the riff only brought Halacha L'maisa. There's no Halacha L'maisa here in the second parak of Masechtes Makis. It's all Golis. There's no Ir Miklat. There's no Ir Miklat. So it's not negate. Oh, but there's one Halacha the riff brings. Says the riff. Elu Heina Goylem. That's the name of the parak. Tano. Talmud Shagala. Maglin Rabbi Imoy. Shenemar Vachai Ovidle Midid Tahavale Chayus. Am Rab Zer Mikan Shleishana Adam Le Talmud Shainai Hagen. So I once heard that the riff brought one halach. He said there's one line in the second parak of Masechtes Makis that even though the ikar halach is Hilchos LaMashicha, aber was mishlapt arois from them is halach LaMaisa b'zman hazeh. The Rif says mikan shel yishana adam l'talmud she'enei hagen, based on the sugi there Makis daf yud amud aleph. But you see from here yisoid is, and this is what halach LaMaisa even b'zman hazeh, and that is I once heard a whole shir on this from Rav Shmuel Yankiv during one of his Shabbos Sudas, and he was saying, it was Parshas Vayigash, and he said, the Pasuk says, Vayagidu loy lemer, they told Yaakov, Oid Yosef chai, v'chi hu moysho b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says, Vayofeg liboy, his heart started clapping, k'loy hem in lehem. He poshet didn't believe them. Yaakov thought, his sons were lying. He says, why couldn't he believe that he was lying? Mechtei, couldn't be a lie? It's not true. It's against the odds. But Yaakov Avinu didn't have a munah that maybe his son was alive. Fakir, Yaakov never gave up hope, right? That's the grace of Drosh and the grace of Musa Shmuz that everybody gives. That Yaakov was Vayimayim with the Shalshalas, right? So all of a sudden, Yaakov, he doesn't trust. All of a sudden, he didn't believe. Ki lohem in lohem? Why not? Why didn't he believe them? So Shmuel Yaakov said that, what does it mean, chai? Chai means overlay midah to tahavale chiyusa. Chai balei chochma vakshabalei talmud kemisa chashuvim. Which meant that, you know what they were telling Yaakov? Oy Yosef chai. He's alive b'shleimus ha-chochma, b'shleimus ha-mailo, b'shleimus ha-madrego. He's 100% b'tachlis ha-shleimus. That's what it means, Oy Yosef chai. And when Yaakov heard that, he said, Vayofeg libo ki lohem lohem. He never gave up on Yosef. Yosef. He knew Yosef was alive. It was Pashat there. But at the same time, he didn't believe that he was Chai. Because Chai means Beshlemus. And to say that he's Mamish Bechayim Beshlemus, 100%, Vayofek Libay Kiloyhem and Lahem. But either way, this is this idea. And apparently there's a spectrum, there's levels, there's madregas. Ben Azai says, the Aruch HaShulchan said, Ma esesh enavshki choshki b'toyre, vaz alichtan. And everyone mutches, what was the heter? He says, I don't think this was a special heter in Puruvu. I don't think it's anything unique to this sugyo. You know what the heter was? It was Poshit Bekuach Nefashis. Because in order for Ben Azai to get married, Rechayim B'Tzavari V'Yasek B'Toyre would have taken away from his Limud HaToyre. And Ben Azai was such a Masmid Nifla that if Ben Azai would have gone away from his learning, if Poshit would have been a Bechina, it would have been a Bechina of Bekuach Nefashis. It would have Zichur been a Bechina of where he couldn't have been Chai. And Pekuch Nefashis, that's something. Besides Rabbi Dezar Gilarei Shvichas Damim, every mitzvah is Nitcha Mepnei Pekuch Nefesh. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe that's Pshat in Ben Azai.